Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, we will finish a message I began a few days ago, experiencing God's deliverance, and we've been looking at just the first three verses of Psalm 40. This is a psalm written by David, and he declared, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord." God does four wonderful things for us as believers, as His people. First of all, He brings us up out of a horrible pit, the horrible pit of sin and devastation, the ultimate consequence, which are the fires of hell. He brings us, He saves us from that fate. When we acknowledge that He is Lord of all, Lord of creation, and Lord of our lives, and He not only brings us up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and as I shared in earlier broadcasts, that I felt that referred to our flesh nature or the carnal man. That's basically man's origin. God created Adam out of the dust of the earth. And of course, Eve was created from a rib out of Adam's side. And many times it's our flesh nature which bogs us down. Listen, beloved, that's something we all have to wrestle with. The great apostle Paul wrestled with it. He said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of the body of this death?" And he was frustrated and anguished that the things he didn't want to do, he did, and the things he should have done, he didn't do. And he recognized and wrote that it was the sin nature in him. And so it wasn't, his spirit man followed God. Our spirit man delights to do the will of God. He has written His laws on our heart. So He brings us out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and He sets our feet upon a rock. And that rock is Christ Jesus. It represents security. It represents safety. He is the rock of our salvation. And as I made reference to that parable where Jesus talked about the man who built his house upon a rock and the man who built his house upon the sand, when the storms of life came, the wind, the waves, the trouble, the house that was built upon a rock, that was the one that withstood the storm and stood, whereas the one that was built on sand that did not have that foundation, it was washed away. It was, and great was the fall thereof, the Lord says. And so He sets us on a rock. And beloved, if there's ever a time that we need to experience God's protection, His faithfulness, is in the hours in which we are living. For in the time of trouble, Psalm 27:5 says, "He shall hide me in His pavilion, in the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." And then He establishes our goings. He directs our steps. In other words, the life that we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave Himself for us. And the work that we do, our life, our ministry, the things that God has given us responsibility over us. That's He's establishing our goings. A man's heart deviseth his way, Proverbs 16:9 says, but the Lord directeth his steps. Now, why did God deliver? Well, He heard our cry. He inclined unto me, David said. And that literally means bent over to His beloved. And so it indicates the loving compassion of God. His love demonstrated not just with words, but with action. And then David says, initially, he said, He inclined unto me, He heard my cry, but He waited patiently. And beloved, that's something that is hard for our flesh nature to do. It's actually one of the fruit of the Spirit, a patience, to wait patiently and expectantly, knowing and trusting that God has heard your cry. And when he said he waited patiently, David, that infers that the help did not come immediately. And beloved, it's always important to know that God has a right time. We need to defer to his ways, his timing, not ours. As for God, his way is perfect. And so he knows exactly when the right time is. Now, we might get frustrated. We might feel that we need deliverance immediately, but God has everything in control. He has you and I, brother and sister, our lives are in His hands. Our times are in His hands. And so this patiently waiting upon the Lord, in due season we will reap if we faint not. And so God is true to His word. He will deliver. He delivers. Why? Because He hears our cry and He loves us. Now, let's finally look at the results of deliverance. Faith in God, faith in His delivering, redeeming hand will lead to experiencing God by praise. Because David goes on to say, He hath put a new song in my mouth. God Himself did it. And that new song is a song especially composed for the occasion or celebrating the ever new acts of God. And beloved, the songs of the saved, songs of the believers, are new. They're like no worldly song. The songs we sing are giving honor and glory and praise to our Heavenly Father. We're exalting and lifting up the name of Jesus and His name, which is above every name. And there's no other name given under heaven whereby men may be saved. So, beloved, as we sing our song, as we have experienced in a personal way the deliverance of God, then in that final phrase, He goes on to say, many shall see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. Many shall see, that refers to our testimony. In other words, we, by God's work in our lives, we demonstrate that God is real and that He is a God who is faithful and can and will deliver. Many shall fear. It refers to the powerful influence we have over others. You may not realize that. You may think that, oh, you're not of great significance to anyone. But beloved, the Lord is in you, and He wants every one of us, if you will, to be leaders of men. Oh, maybe not in a big, noticeable way, but in our own sphere of influence among our coworkers, our neighbors, our family, we are leaders in the sense that we are following the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Even the simple can be made wise by the statutes of the Lord, and God will give divine wisdom such that an adversary will not be able to deny it or explain it away. Look at the humble fishermen. They were nothing but simple workmen. And yet God didn't choose, He did choose the Apostle Paul, who was very learned, but those, His 12 disciples, were not on, you know, they weren't members of the Sadducees or the Pharisees. They weren't learned men. In fact, they were found to be remarkable because they found out they had been with Jesus, but they couldn't understand how men that were ignorant as they were could do the mighty works that they did or to speak with the power and authority that they did. What does it mean to fear? It means to see and revere, to see and be struck with awe, to look on in awe, to take notice and become alarmed. Dread will seize many at the sight. And so, beloved, Not only are you a witness, but your testimony, it will bring conviction. Why? Because a person who is not saved and they see how you're responding, they hear your testimony, it will bring self-doubt and fear as to what has brought the change in you. And they're going to have to do something with that. And for those who will respond positively, it says, they shall trust in the Lord. There is a holy, reverent fear of God, which is the foundation of our hope in Him. What He did for David, He will do for you or for anyone who puts their trust in Him. Praise God. And so, beloved, even if you feel like you have been in a horrible pit, or if you still feel like you're in one now, let's go to the Lord. Father, Lord, we thank You that You're no respecter of persons. Of what You did for David, You will do for the youngest, the weakest of Your children. You will bring us, Lord, out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set our feet upon a rock and establish our goings. And You're going to put a new song of praise unto our God, and many shall see it and be influenced by that testimony, Lord. Father, I pray for every listener, and I pray, God, those that are in that horrible pit, those that are struggling in miry clay, Lord, that You will lift them up. Lord, that old chorus we used to sing, Love Lifted Me, I pray, God, You will do that even now in the name of Jesus. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I would bring you, yea, close to my heart. I would lift you up out of the troubles, out of the problems, and you shall see and be aware of how great my love is for you, that I've not turned you aside, I've not cast you away, but your walls are continually before me. Yea, I have engraven thee on the palms of my hands, and I will never desert you, nor fail you, nor forsake you, says the Lord. So praise me and know that I will make a way in your situation, and you shall see a quick work that I shall do, and you shall be able to praise me and know that your God is true and faithful to His word, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for that word of encouragement. We receive your word, Lord, and I thank you for mighty deliverance in behalf of your people. Amen and amen. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. So I thank you for joining me, and I do invite you to write, share your prayer needs. There's power in agreeing prayer, beloved. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, I love you. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,